beer. My summer might suck, rocking last year's gear. And my mama gon' smash, just barking in my ear. Reporting every Bible quote she ever spoke to me. Like if a man don't work, then a man don't eat. I'm like, I know, mom, sorry. I get it. She like, F, sorry. Show me you get it and get it. Doing online resumes in my side hustle. Sweating through escapades to survive my struggle. The project's hot with that conviction and convection. So while it's heat raising, heat rays, I search cool directions.
This my New York summer, it be hot as hell. Huh. It be hot as hell. This my New York summer, it be hot as hell. Huh. It be hot as hell. This my New York summer, it be hot as hell. Huh. It be hot as hell. This my New York summer, it be hot as hell. Huh. It be hot as hell.
While the streets leveled up and went in they bag this summer, I tried to be level-headed and not get bagged this summer. Lord knows my emotions kept me going through the motions, searching for potent potions to calm my soul's oceans. To make my summer hotter than Ghost Rider and a Monster. Dipped in molten lava with the drip of dragon saliva. I know y'all listen while I'm on a job mission, trying to find love inside these broken down women. Rose said she couldn't ever fully love me, cause she was trying to do right by her best friend who a hubby. So we sexed only once when I got a...
I don't know which mics we're on. Oh, we got one and two. It sure is.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone.
This is Mellow Max, joined by
Groovy Georgia.
Groovy Georgia. And we are here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Adio. Thank you. And today we're going to be playing you songs from the 90s and songs that sound like they're from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
At least for the first hour. We're on until midnight. It's 10:04.
That's so good.
Thank you. What? Thank you. Yeah, so my show last semester was Mondays, 11 to midnight. It's Mellow Max. Yeah. Duh. And my show is called Highly Recommended. It's full of music that I recommend highly. And, yeah, I would have to highly recommend keeping your eyes open for my new showtime this next semester.
I would highly recommend it also, because I've thoroughly enjoyed finding some new music on his show. So, for you cool cats wanting some music.
Stop it. Thank you. So, in news today, the... Tappan Zee Bridge was destroyed. We're going to be pulling up live footage of that later in the show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Stuff blowing up. Fun.
Demolish. I'm sorry. So we're mostly playing 90 songs, but I want to play this one, which we listened to earlier today. It's that one. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it's very okay with me.
I think it's very appropriate for, like, blowing up stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so here's The Runaways with Cherry Bomb. Technical difficulties. Mi scusi. Yeah, so tell me what you think about blowing stuff up, Georgia.
You know, I don't love it.
No?
No, but, you know, it's fun for, like, bridges and stuff.
I don't think it is fun for the bridges.
No, not for the bridge. It's fun for us to watch.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There it is.
Peace.
And show, and I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
One night, one more time. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so bad.
I'm sorry, but this song belongs in our memories, and that's about it. I can't. Also, I'm sorry about the song cutting out in the middle. There's a problem with our aux cord. I'm actually gonna, now that I'm thinking of it, switch over to the other one. And I believe George has a knock-knock joke.
I do. Well, it's not really a knock-knock joke. It's just a regular... Okay, a piece of string.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, that's so much nicer.
I'm so all over the place right now.
It's okay. Yes. nice deep breath. We're fine. A piece of string walks into a bar, right? And this is in the US of A, and I don't know why that's relevant.
Do it in an American accent, then.
No.
Do it in an American accent. Do it.
And the piece, the piece of string says...
Do it. No. Nope. Let's hear the American accent, Georgia.
Excuse me. Can I buy a drink? That was awful. I'm sorry. No, I'm just going
to... No, that was pretty decent. Just don't overthink it.
And the bartender's like, can I see your ID? And so the piece of string's like, sure, here you go. And the bartender looks at it and he goes, oh, yeah, you're 21. But, look, you're a piece of string and we don't serve pieces of string. I'm really sorry. And the piece of string's like, oh, damn it. So close. Almost got away with that one. So he goes outside and he ruffles his hair up a bit and he twists himself around and, you know, takes a nice deep breath because those are good. Thank you. And he goes back inside and goes, excuse me, sir, can I please have a drink?
Wow.
And the bartender's like, aren't you a piece of string? And the piece of string goes, afraid not. Yep, so that's my joke. You're welcome, world. I hope that your life is more fulfilled now because of it. So...
I know mine is. So anyway, sorry. Sorry about the Fallout Boy.
It's fine. I'm not hurt.
No, I wasn't I was apologizing to people who had to hear it.
It's fine.
Anywho. Up next, we're gonna have a... power pop, I think you can call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 90s. Fun.
Angst.
Woo! If you know the words, just, you know, do your thing. Scream along with it with me.
The further I go, the more I hate this place. He's got leather and big tattoos, scars all over his face. And I wonder if he ever has cried. He couldn't get a date for the prom. He's got his arm around every man's dream. And crumbs in his beard from the seafood special. Oh, can't you see my world is falling apart? Baby, please leave the biker, leave the biker, break his heart. Baby, please leave the biker, leave the biker, break his heart. Like we got us a fag. I wonder if that guy's read one word that wasn't in a porno mag. And I wonder if he ever has cried. His kitten got run over and died. He's got his arm around every man's dream. And crumbs in his beard from the seafood special. Oh, can't you see my world is falling apart? Baby, please leave the biker. The biker, break his heart. Baby, please leave the biker. Leave the biker, break his heart. And I wonder if he ever has cried. He couldn't get a date for the prom. sit down. Got some Vixie love on his jacket. Ain't it his head now? You'll marry him. Your father will condone you. How about that now? You'll marry me. Your father will disown you. He'll need his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him, baby. Can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
So, how's your evening going, Max?
The headbanging has given me a headache.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Yes. Always yes.
No, not always, but usually. Yeah.
Have you ever been whipped in the eye by a head-banging girl, like her ponytail? Because that's fun.
No.
Would you believe it, but I have.
Why'd you have your glasses off?
Well, it was back in the day when I was in denial about my bad eyesight, and so I refused to wear glasses because I wanted to be one of the cool kids, and my glasses weren't cool kid glasses. But hey, look at me now.
Speaking of look at you now, listen to you now because, so I have a wonderful 8-month-old puppy back home named Tess, and my dad and my mom are listening, and so is Tess. And so I'll just read it. Tess heard your voices, woke up, and turned to the phone and looked at it. She's listening to Georgia and you. But she walked away when Cherry Bomb came on. Critics. And then she came back when we started talking again.
Bliss!
And so talking about songs that we've played, we had the Spin Doctors with Two Princes, and before that, Fountains of Wayne with Leave the Biker. And before that, very, very briefly, Fall Out Boy with Thanks for the Memories. And I just nixed that very quickly. And right now, we're listening to Cigar, S-A-G-A-R, which means The Ocean, by Ananda Shankar, a nephew of Ravi Shankar.
Lovely.
I think my brain just decided to turn off. It's like, yeah, you got school tomorrow. You're not allowed to think today. So yeah, I think that we're going to be using this as our voiceover music. Because it's like a 15-minute long song, so you'll just get to hear little bits of... That's quite the face,
chill.
Georgia. It is chill. It is. And it doesn't have any words. I mean, it picks up, but like, yeah.
It's just good vibes.
I mean, call in if you have any power pop suggestions or like text or
what was like your sing-along in your room, like get all your teenage angst out, because that's the kind of vibe we're going for tonight. Call in. What's the number, Max?
It is 855-915-9636, and if you're outside of the United States, I guess call collect.
You could text. You could text Georgia if it's my fam or my friends listening. Honestly, just text if you
want
to request a song.
Yeah. And also, if you have any good voiceover music that's more on theme, like sure.
We will give you imaginary high fives. That is your reward.
Anywho, we're gonna get right back with it. Right back into the middle of it, you might say, wink, wink.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Here's Jimmy Eat World.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
Look down on. Just do your best. Who has to know? Who has to know? mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hi. So yeah, that was fun. So we just had Chumbawamba with Tub Thumping off of the album. I think it's on the album Tub Thumper. I put that in wrong.
Thub Thumper.
Weird.
Sorry.
No, not just
in general.
Yeah. Anywho. So, yeah, that was off the album Tub Thumper. Thumper. There we go, that's better. And so, yeah, I love that little end bit, because, like, at a bunch of the, at the end of most of their, some of the songs on the album, they just have, like, a strange little end snippet. So why not?
Those kind of things, like secret tracks at the end of songs, always feel so exciting, because you're like...
Maybe that'll be our next radio show.
Oh, just, like, secret, like, the little extra tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like stuff that you have to play backwards and sped up, or all that
little
weird...
hidden gems. Oh, we will find all the gems.
Oh boy. Gonna have to dig deep.
It'll be fun.
Yep. So yeah, right now we're still listening to The Ocean by Ananda Sankar, and let's see, what did we play? We played Jimmy Eat World with The Middle, then Dirty Little Secret by The All-American Rejects, Mr. Jones by Counting Crows, and Tub Thumping, most recently by Chumbawamba. And now we're back to The Ocean.
How do you make a dolphin noise?
Sploosh.
That was a big whale. Sploosh.
Yeah. We don't need whale noises.
We don't
again.
Need to go back there. Well, I have a PSA. Should I do that?
Yes, please. I'm ready to be edumacated.
Edumacated. Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts. Sorry. That's a word that until recently I haven't been able to
Did
say.
Did you say
properly.
It right?
Massachusetts.
Woo!
Cool. Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts is a non-profit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students from grade kindergarten to grade 12. Yeah? Impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts.
Yay.
We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. So, if you out there listening to this, yes, you, speaking directly to you, you gorgeous human being,
if you
have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact Schools on Wheels at chris@soma.org. That's chris@soma.org, or visit our website at www.soma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids.
Kids. The www means www dot.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just a little bit of a
silly
translation thing.
Yeah, silly Kiwi. Anyway. Ooh, so I just got a request that is quote-unquote so effing 90s, it's disgusting.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. And
that's what
I,
we need.
I agree. It's exactly that.
Do you know my favorite thing growing up? I wasn't quite a 90s kid, but I was like early 2000s. But we used to have these, I don't know if you have them in America, like Now CDs. So it would be like...
We had like Kids Bop or like...
It's like top 40 kind of music. But oh my gosh, they were my favorite things. I used to like listen to them on repeat and like get the little lyrics book and memorize all of the lyrics. And so a lot of the songs that we're playing today, the reason why I know the words so well is because I'd sit in the back of the car on long road trips, sit there learning the lyrics, because I was a cool kid.
See, that's how I know the all of the words to all the songs that the Fountains of Wayne did.
Nice.
Yep. But yeah, just that one band. Anyway,
good memories.
We're going to go to a song that's so effing 90s. It's disgusting. It doesn't need any introduction. Are you ready? I need to like brace myself.
Even your year, but I'll be there. just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. So fucking special, but I'm a creep.
Remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it, and I
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Oh my god, you're so loud.
Oh, am I? Goodness. Is that better?
Maybe it's just my ears. Maybe I just have sensitive little ears.
I might have turned my... I think I turned my headphones down, so I was just, like, setting the board
there
incorrectly.
We go.